as we do each and every week here on the program. It is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week here on the program, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number one, China event boosted to a World Golf Championship. Dateline Shanghai, China. China. The HSBC Champions in China has just been elevated to a World Golf Championship event. And this year, it'll be limited to winners from every major tour in the world and will sport a $7 million purse, the highest for a golf tournament in Asia. Effectively, the HSBC Champions will become the fourth World Golf Championship event on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods has already said that he will be among the 78-player field for the November event. The HSBC Champions began just 4 years ago in 2005 and had been a sanctioned event by every major tour in golf besides the PGA Tour. That changes now with its designation as the fourth WGC event and the only WGC not staged in the United States. Pat, what do you think about this move?
I got a bunch of thoughts on this, Russ. I'm always railing on the LPGA Tour about they're traveling too much. They're all over the place. They can't seem to get any kind of a foothold here in the United States because they're always gone. They're in Mexico or Korea or somewhere else. In this case, I really believe that the world, and I'm going to put my air quotes, golf championships, it's ridiculous that they're all in the United States. It's like calling the Super Bowl champion the world champion. Well, no one else plays football, so I guess you can get away with that. But it should just be the United States champion because that's really where that's the only place it takes place. So with that said, in case of golf, it should be global. There should be some aspect to it where you're playing on foreign soil, and because that really tests your ability as a golfer. And that's why I think Tiger Woods, when he does travel and he makes a point of traveling, I think solidifies his stature as the best golfer in the world because he goes and plays in the world. All right, with all that said, first of all, I think this is a great idea to have an event in Asia like this. My idea would be to get rid of that goofy fall series, which I keep, screaming about, and instead have a World Golf Championship. You can do it over like 6 weeks, give these guys a break, but have the four golf championships, have one in the U.S., have one in Asia, have one, in Europe somewhere, and then maybe one in Australia or something like that, and then have an actual World Golf Championship winner out of the whole thing and have a select field like they're going to have here, 78 players. And I think you would still get these guys to play in it. You're into the silly season in November. So I think it would elevate golf somewhat. Maybe you do it from like a Monday through a Thursday instead of Saturday and Sunday when college football and pro football are going on. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a bunch of ideas. But instead of having that goofy fall series, why don't you have the World Golf Championship over like a 6 or 7 week period in the fall and have it go around the world and have hopefully, you'll get the money there and you'll get these guys to participate in it and give golf somewhat of a boost during, that traditional terrible fall period and then see what happens. I don't know. It might not work, but I do like the general idea of going over to Asia and playing an event like this.
Okay, well, I agree with you. I agree with your sentiments that I like seeing it more globalized. It is called the World Golf Championships, and the fact that all three of them currently, before this fourth China event was added, were in the United States was pretty much ridiculous. I'm not sure I like your idea of bunching them all together in the fall. I kind of want to see these four WGCs spread out a little bit. In fact, this year, I thought the 1 week between the match play and Doral was too little. Obviously, the Honda Classic was the one event that fell between those two events. Next year, it'll be spaced out a little more. I'd like to see them at least a month apart and, interspersed among the, perhaps February and then maybe May and then maybe July and then maybe,
November.
September or something like that or October. So I want to see them spaced out. But again, your primary opinion about liking to see it this more globalized, I'm all for it. I love this. The WGC has been around for 10 years. In fact, this year is the 10-year anniversary. It began in 1999. And we've only seen, of those 10 years and, 30-some-odd events, we've only seen a handful in the history of the WGC held outside the United States. The match play was held one time outside the U.S. in Australia in 2001. The CA Championship, which was formerly the American Express, couple of years in Valderrama, at Valderrama in Spain, also was held in Ireland, England, but we now know the CA is, of course, has the permanent home in Miami at Doral. This is great. I think this is great that the China event will be the fourth WGC, and it will be somewhere outside the United States. And I'd like to see some of the other WGCs moved elsewhere as well.
All righty, Russ, I think we're in agreement on that one. Number two, going to you, should golf be in the Olympics? Avid golfer and renowned Olympian Bruce Jenner said the other day, of course it should be in the Olympics. It's a great sport. On the other hand, does golf need it? No, it's already got so many great events. How would they fit it in? I just don't think it's that important, Jenner said. Golf does very well with its majors. I just don't see why they need it. Chicago's pining to host the 2016 games, the year that golf governing bodies hope to join the Olympic movement. The last three Olympics played North America, Montreal 79, Los Angeles 84, and Atlanta in 96, began on July 17th, 28th, and 19th, respectively. That would make for some tight scheduling in an already crowded summer between the British Open and the PGA Championship. My question, Russ, what do you think of Jenner's opinion on golf in the Olympics?
Well, I think that I don't agree with it. He's making the major point that why does golf need the Olympics? Well, I think you got to flip that. I think the point here is the Olympics needs golf. I think golf would be a phenomenal addition to the cornucopia of sporting events during an Olympiad every 4 years. I think golf is one of the sports that's high enough in prestige on the world stage that it belongs in the Olympics. Hell, they've got sports that, you know, don't even sniff any world appeal except for every 4 years during the Olympics. You know, what is it? Ballroom dancing, fencing, rhythmic dancing, synchronized swimming.
You're digging now, man.
Exactly. My point is, they've got these sports in the Olympics. They need to have all the majors, and golf is included in that. So Jenner's is saying, well, why does golf need the Olympics? That's the wrong question. The question is, does the Olympics need golf? And the answer is yes. Now, I think the one problem, now obviously there's a couple problems. You mentioned the scheduling problem, and there's no doubt about it. You can't get around the fact that it'll be a tight scheduling problem, considering the British Open always falls in July, middle of July, and the PGA Championship always falls somewhere in August. So that's obviously a problem. That's going to be a problem scheduling-wise to get these players to the Olympics when that will be their major concern, because any of the four majors is head and shoulders above a gold medal in the Olympics for any professional golfer. I'd be shocked if any professional golfer said they would rather win a gold medal in the Olympics instead of a Masters green jacket or a U.S. Open. So there is a scheduling problem, and there is the issue of these players making it a priority. But I think there will be, you know, obviously the target is 2016. So we're 7 years away. Soon, later this year, we'll find out where that Olympiad will be at. I think the panache of the first Olympics ever with golf will get a lot of the big-name players playing, competing in 2016. Now, the problem is after that, 2020, 2024, do you get all the big-name players? That remains to be seen. But I think golf absolutely needs to be in the Olympics.
I would like golf to be in the Olympics. I just don't know what the format should be and then who should be in it. I think it could be the pros, but if you look at tennis, and I don't like to always compare golf and tennis, but in this case I will. Tennis in the Olympics really hasn't done anything for me. I mean, seeing the Williams sisters or whoever, Federer or whatever, win gold medals, it doesn't do much for me. Now, maybe they enjoy it and all that, but maybe if you could somehow arrange this, Russ, that it is more of an amateur type thing where you have the U.S. amateur winner, the U.S. mid-amateur winner, or guys that finish in the top 10 in those events versus the British amateur winner versus the Australian amateur winner or something. I know it's not going to have the same cachet that it would if Tiger Woods played in this thing, but maybe that's how there's guys that emerge from the Olympics who you never heard of the week before the Olympics, and all of a sudden they become major stars because of their Olympic performance. And maybe that's something that golf could do with, you know, an amateur type thing to start. And then if you want to go to the pros at some point, like they did in basketball, maybe you do it then. But I agree with you. I think number one, golf should be in the Olympics. I'm just not sure what the format should be. It should be stroke play, match play, team play, and who should be in it to sort of, you know, get it off the ground.
All right, and one note on that, Ty Votaw, who is heading up the initiative to get golf in the Olympics, they have already announced that they are projecting, if they are included in the 2016 Olympiad, the format would be a 72-hole stroke play format, which is just like any regular PGA Tour event. So they have said, they're on record as saying that's what they want to propose to the IOC, and that's what they have proposed.